Life in West Texas has inspired El Paso and Jason Brewer to open Jack Rabbit Trading, where he creates handcrafted furniture and goods. While he came to discover his talent for carpentry in a roundabout way, his Terlingua chair has become his bestseller. Here to talk Jack Rabbit Trading is Jason Brewer. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Jason, last time I saw you, you told me that you are cranking out those chairs.
I am absolutely cranking out those chairs. And you know what? It's a wonderful thing. But at the same time, I've seen a lot of chairs. I've sanded a lot of chairs.
Right.
I've cut a lot of chairs. So, absolutely.
Did you know that was going to happen?
No. You know what? It's really funny because the chairs were just something that happened because, well, you know, my fiance and I, Tanya, we bought a house and we didn't have a lot of money after buying the house. And I love to make stuff and make furniture. And I had learned how to make the chair a long time ago. And it's not my original design, but it's been around for a while, but it's still fun to make. And I made three of them just for our house. And then we took some photos of them. And then next thing we know it, a couple hundred chairs later, I'm tired of looking at them, but it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do.
Well, I mean, they are really cool, very classic. I mean, they're funky. They look utilitarian, but can you describe a Terlingua chair for someone who's listening?
Sure. The chair is actually a number of things. It's a Kentucky stick chair. It's a Belizean clam chair. There's a number of chairs and iterations of it out there, but it all ultimately comes down to a chair that consists of 25 pieces of small 1x4 wood slats at various different lengths that has a little bit of a slight lean back.
Yeah.
I like to say that it evokes chill vibes and cool times.
I think you're right.
Because it's just a little bit of a lean back. As you mentioned, it's funky. It's just a very stylish chair.
Now, in the introduction, I talked about how you came to carpentry in a roundabout way because it's not your first trade.
Sure. That's correct. You know, it's funny because I've been in El Paso for about 7 years now, and it's been really split in half. Half of it, I was very professional, suit and tie every day, and I had to do that whole thing. And then about 2.5 years ago, I just made the transition out of the nonprofit world. I for nonprofit for 15 years, you know, in a variety of different cities and in a number of capacities with several different organizations. And it was fantastic work. I love doing it.
Sure.
I still love giving to the community and volunteering. But after 15 years, you give so much of yourself to the communities and the populations that you serve. And somewhere in there, you lose yourself. You lose sight of what you originally set out to do. And I wanted to return back to that. And so August 26th, 2016.
So you have it down to
that's my exact day. It's a Friday, in fact, and that was my last day of working at the time I was the executive director for the Red Cross for West Texas and Southern New Mexico. And it was an interesting transition. It was scary, but at the same time it was amazing because I've always built stuff, I've always made art, and I've always done these things, but this is the first opportunity for me to transition into doing it full time. And so I always tell folks that since August 26, 2016, I've been fun employed.
But let's talk about that because there's so many people out there that maybe want to make that transition and are terrified because it is a scary thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jumping into your own for anything, regardless of what it is. And you chose furniture and creation, which is even a whole other step of scary.
You know, it was kind of one of those things where I knew I wanted to transition into working for myself, utilizing the capacities that I already had and the knowledge that I already have. And in doing so, the day that I made that leap, I still didn't exactly know what any of this was going to look like. I didn't know about Jackrabbit Trading Company. I didn't know any of that. And I just took a leap. And so ultimately, it came down to a skill that I had growing up on a farm in West Texas, raised by my grandfather, who was of the generation that didn't throw anything away. So equipment would break and we would be required to fix it, right? And we lived in small town, middle of nowhere, Texas. And so we had to fix it a lot of times. And so the junk hoarder status that we existed in actually came in handy and we were able to repurpose and recycle things. And that's always been my fascination in building and art and creation. And so a lot of my art and a lot of the furniture and the things that I build are all encompass these materials that I've reused from different capacity. So like the chair, for instance, is all made from reclaimed and recycled 2x4s and 2x6s. And so these are the pieces of wood that aren't deemed as usable in construction sites. Some of them are warped. Some of them are split and cracked and so forth.
Yeah, and they're small. So,
right.
I mean, it's...
Yep, and I take them and I mill them down to the size that I need for the chair, and it saves them from the landfill. And so 95% of the wood that I used comes from job sites that were all destined for the dumpster.
You're finding a good home for otherwise
absolutely
homeless wood.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the thing about this is that it's ugly according to their standards. It has lots of knots, and it has grain patterns that are really crazy, and the wood is twisted and warped.
That's what we're looking for, right?
Adds a whole bunch of character to each chair. You're absolutely right. And so it's a good opportunity to use those things.
So we keep talking about this chair, but really there's more to Jackrabbit than the chairs.
Yeah, and
so,
you know, my whole world is chairs right now, it seems like, but there is a whole other environment out there.
What do you wish somebody would order from you? Like, I'm dying to make this piece right now, but no, I'm making chairs, which is fine. It's fine. But
well, I've got... Right now I'm working on, can't talk about the end result, but along the same theme, it's a big sculpture made out of trash, out
nice.
Of things that are pulled out of the wastewater, stormwater runoff system. We're also doing some cool projects, lots of furniture besides chairs. So I build awesome coffee tables, nightstands,
and
dining
tables.
And they
have cool West Texas names.
Absolutely.
So you gotta lay some of the names on us.
You know what? I'm always inspired by this beautiful part of the world that we live in. I said I grew up in East Texas, but I got to the desert as quick as I could because it's amazing out here, and the mountains are incredible. And just West Texas, the ruggedness and the beauty, you know, the juxtaposition of those two, it's incredible. But so I have a coffee table, and I've made a bunch of these as well as the chairs, but this one's affectionately entitled the Marfa Coffee Table. I have the Chinadian tables. I have the Presidio Credenza. These are, I'm inspired by these things, and I have a very specific aesthetic that I love to make and build, and it utilizes a lot of the colors, the woods, the things that you find here in this beautiful part of the world that we exist in.
And while you make that, you also do custom builds. So if somebody has something in their brain, they can come and hang out with you.
Yep.
And
we have a line of four pieces. I say we, it's just myself and Tanya, my fiance, and I've got to give mad props to my 9-year-old son, Merrick, because he's going to freak out when he hears his name on the radio. And our three wonderful dogs, we all encompass Jackrabbit Trading Company. So we have the four pieces of furniture, but we also do a ton of custom work. In fact, custom is a huge portion of what we do. Folks will see photos of furniture that they have seen at other high-end stores, and they will send me this and say, hey, I would love to recreate something similar to this, and we'll use that picture as a base, and then we'll build it exactly the way they want it. We'll make it the style, the finish, etc. And that's fun, and I love to do that type of stuff. Art as well. I love to paint, and so custom paintings are things that I do a ton of as well, which is really exciting because—
were you always a painter?
I've always drawn, and I've always painted, but never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I'd be making a living and doing it full time.
Right.
And it's been incredible.
That's so crazy. Did you start with paintings or did you start with furniture when you started? Because you said you didn't know.
Yeah. So really the way it started, August 26, 2016, once I left my job, I also rented a small place out in Chaparral, New Mexico, and just right on the other side of the mountain there. And it's not much to look at during the day, but I was on 5 acres, and at night it's incredible because you're on the other side of the mountain. You lose all of that light pollution, and you see stars. And I was on 5 acres, and so it gave me the ability to spread out. I had some cool tents and had some campsites out there, and it was a great opportunity to reflect.
But these weren't your run-of-the-mill campsites.
No, it was more along the lines of glamping. So
yes.
They, you know, I decked them out with furniture, and I ran electricity to them. And so you had a little bit of luxury, and there was another building on the property which had a shared kitchen. And, I mean, it was a great space. It was very similar to what the awesome folks in El Cosmico and Marfa are doing. It was like that on a considerably smaller scale, but it was two tents. And I met some really interesting, great people in doing that. But while I was doing that, I was also selling some stuff at the farmer's market, little small trinkets that were made from the leftover scraps from some of the furniture that folks had asked me to build. And so I started doing that and selling the scraps and making art with those and selling that. And then from there, I'd sell at downtown art and farmer's market. And I got to give a shout out to them and the folks and what MCAT's doing, because they, I would say, have been the thing that's – the farmer's market was the thing that was instrumental.
It's a great incubator.
It
you see
incredible.
So many people make that leap, like, just like you did.
Absolutely. And from there, at those markets every week, folks would say, hey, could you build this for me? Could you build this for me? And so now my whole thing is I would love to build something awesome for you. And that could be painting. It could be building furniture. And that's how it started. And it was incredible. And to make that leap and to have the El Paso community support us the way that they have. And in fact, we always say to folks that we wouldn't have been as successful as we are now anywhere else because the support that we've gotten right. from the El Paso community, and it's been incredible. And just the love that I've seen from folks that I knew, folks that I don't know, folks that I know now, it's an incredible place to be.
You were looking for them, and they've obviously been looking for you.
Hey, and it was a match made in heaven. And you know, there's so many awesome things happening in our community. I'm super stoked to be part of it.
Let's talk about your showroom, because it's a really cool space, and people can come visit. Yep. And you said you also do by appointment.
Yep.
Give us the quick, how do we find you? Where's the showroom hours, that whole?
We're located at 1218 Texas Avenue. We're between downtown and Cotton Avenue right there. It's an amazing space. It's about a 3,000 square foot warehouse where I have a whole bunch of really awesome art, which is mine, as well as some of my own personal collection. And that's where all of the wonderful chairs and all of the wonderful pieces are made. And I invite anybody to come down. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5 or 6, but always available by appointment. And social media, we are everywhere. Instagram specifically, we love Instagram, Facebook, all of those. You can just Google or search Jackrabbit Trading Co., Jackrabbit Trading. You're going to find us.
And you can do a DM or message, whatever, and you're there.
Phone number, email, all of that's on all of those sites. You won't have any problem contacting me.
Very cool. Well, thank you for stopping by and hanging out with me,
Jason. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. Thank you.
Today, my guest has been Jason Brewer of Jackrabbit Trading. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.